case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Dude. Sorry, Gibbons.
My mom straight dissed me to my face yesterday.
Well, that's what moms do. We keep you in line.
Oh, no, this was like a personal insult, okay? Because I'm dropping hints and I'm trying to like bond, and she was pretty much like, no.
She told me, by the way, Riggs, when she babysat for me on Friday night, thank God she stepped up and did, because my kids loved her and had the time of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mama G, when I got home, we were chit-chatting like girls do, and she said, you know, sometimes I just want them to go away.
Well, yeah.
Because they're living together. It didn't even occur to me. She's like, I just got to go in my room, and he was being a little bee. He was being a little brat. I said, go into your room. I'm going into mine.
Because when was the last time you had an extended period of time with your mother like this?
The last time I spent more than 7 days with my mother was 7 years ago.
Right.
And you're both know each other well enough that you will not be afraid to tell them when you're mad, which then causes more fights.
Yeah.
But
the honeymoon period is coming to an end.
Dude.
What happened? What'd she do?
Yeah. Allie, and you're involved too. You're involved in this.
I always get involved without trying to be.
Yeah. We're watching, me and my mom, Mama G, are watching the Kobe Bryant Memorial yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're both huge Kobe fans. We're from Philly. We've known Kobe since he was 16 years old.
I forget he's from Philly.
We're watching old Philly highlights.
He's like a Laker to me.
We both get emotional throughout the thing, right? And then what we do is when we get emotional, we try to make jokes to break some levity, right?
Sure.
So my mom and I are literally in tears, arm in arm. And she turns to me and she goes, Ryan, I've been thinking about going to a singles night. And I go, Mom, I too. And we're literally arm in arm, like, I too, Mom, have been thinking about going to a singles night. And that is when she looks me dead in the face and goes, do you think Allie would go with me to a singles night? And I went, you bitch, Allie.
Oh,
because I swear to God, I'm like, me and my mom are going to bond and we can do a singles night. It'd be fun and exciting.
She doesn't want to look for schlong with you.
No. It would be something fun.
I would go hunting for women with my mom. Your mom to be your wingman?
She knows I'm not single, right?
She got to go. You know,
she's met Pottery Guy.
She would be a great, she'd be a great wing woman regardless. And I went, I'm the greatest wingman ever. And
no.
I got pissed. I got upset.
No, but I'm a chick, so I would help her more.
She totally would.
And men would actually turn and listen when I speak because I'm a chick only alone. Whereas if you went up to them, they'd be. Nobody wants somebody's son.
Yeah,
to
I was
going to
say, no offense, bro.
Son? I'm not dating you.
But any dude,
weird.
Any dude going up to meet a woman and then she goes, this is my grown son. I live with them. All right, there's a turnoff right there.
Bring. I got your mom. I'll take her out.
Yeah.
She can find your mom's almost too good for most of them. She's funny. She's out there.
She's young
as hell in her spirit.
So you really took it to heart that she didn't want to go out hunting for men with you.
Riggs.
Like you were expecting your mom to be like, let's go to singles night together.
Yes. I have the weirdest
relationship. What are you talking about?
That's
so weird.
We're arm in arm. We are bonding. We're weeping over the Mamba
it's
Kobe
your mother,
Bryant.
For Christ's sake.
Yes.
Wait,
it's a fun time
do
out.
Do you want her to come with you to a singles night? Your mother?
There is no one I would rather have with me to vet these chicks to make sure that is the right one for a
She'd
date than my mother, Mama
What's
G.
That intern
our
canteen
intern canteen boy,
boy
his got, mouth just hit the floor. His jaw hit the floor.
That is disgusting.
See?
I would never want my mom to get a girl for me.
Kevin!
And that is
men.
So awkward.
I'm not saying I want her to film a special tape we're going to make. I'm simply saying I would like my mother's input because she knows what is good for me. Yeah, that's
like
it.
Hey, I really like you, but here's my mom. She has to like you too.
And by the way, I live with my mom.
Hey, she lives with me, damn it.
There's a big difference. He gets very upset when you say that, Allie.
Well, I will totally
Mama G lives with Gibbons.
I'm down. I'll set up her Tinder.
Dead ass.
I met my guy on Tinder. Yeah. I know tons of people who met on Tinder.
And would you maybe...
I'll help her out.
Okay, I'll let you wing woman for her because I kind of trust you.
I will not...
Kind of.
The thing is, I am the best because I will be so crazy with these guys.
That's true.
That she will have a hard time finding one because there's so few good ones.
You know what?
You really have to dig through the weeds, man. And I got this because she's going to be so drunk half the time. And I'm going to be digging through the weeds of men for her.
And the only one crazier and more out of control than me picking the dude for my mom
would be Allie.
You know
me,
what?
Yeah.
I approve. I'm still insulted.
And I'm cynical. I think everyone's out to no good. So I will find her a good
one. She'll look for the worst in everyone before she looks for the best.
Correct.
That's a fact.
Facts.
Right? Why do you think I put FBI Ali on the case with my sister's boyfriend, for Christ's sake? See, now I know everything bad about him.
Problem solved.
See?
And intern Kevin still thinks you need to get off the boob.
Shut up, Kev! Shut up, Kevin! Stop.
You live with your mom.
She lives with me!
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jesus.
I'm gonna kick your butt, dude.
Triggered.
Me. Kiss me
off. Your mom?
You Forrest Gump
mom?
Tickets coming up, so we get a mama. In a couple minutes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.